this worthy limiter, this noble freer. He made always a manner lowering cheer upon the summoner. But for honesty, no villain's word, as yet, to him spoke he. But at the last he said unto the wife, "Dame," quoth he, "God give you right good life. You have here touched, all so may I fee, in school matter great difficulty. You have said muchel thing right well, I say. But, dame, here, as we riden by the way, us needeth not to speaken but of game. And let authorities in God's name to preaching, and to school eke of clergy. But if it like unto this company, I will you of a summoner tell a game. Pardy, you may well know by the name that of a summoner may no good be said. I pray that none of you be ill apaid. A summoner is a runner up and down with mandaments for fornication, and is abeat at every town's end." Our host then spoke,
"Ah, sir, you should be hend and courteous as a man of your estate. In company we will have no debate. Telleth your tale, and let the summoner be."
"Nay," quoth the summoner, "let him say to me whatso him list. When it comes to my lot, by God I shall him quit in every grot. I shall him tellen what a great honour it is to be a flattering limiter, and of many another manner crime, which needeth not rehearsing at this time, and his office I shall him tell iwis."
Our host answered,
"Peace, no more of this."
And after this he said unto the freer,
"Tell forth your tale, my lever master dear."
This ends Disc 6.